Hello, Sagittarius friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Sagittarius November 2021 Astrology Must Knows Horoscope Forecast. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com to see all of the free goodies that I make for you each month. And if you forget that website address by the time the video is done, you can just click in the notes underneath the video where it says more. And you can see everything that I have for you. You don't want to miss anything that I work hard to make you. And if you'd like to be an astrologer or to learn astrology just for yourself and to help your friends and family, then you definitely want to go to my school, loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com, where you can see my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you think I go into lots of details in my free offerings, you should see what I offer in that crazy comprehensive course. Okay, so two admin notes for Saggies to make the most of this video. The first is that this is for you if Sagittarius is your sun sign or your rising sign or your moon sign, or if you're watching for any other Sag placements. What we're going to talk about here is also going to be part of your astrological picture. And if you're a late degree Sag, like I am with you, so basically if your birthday is from around December 11th through the rest of the sign, and or 20 to 29 degrees, and the later in degree and the later in December your birthday is, the more this is true, I definitely also recommend that you watch my Capricorn report, because late degree Saggies really need the Sagittarius report and the Capricorn report to give them their more complex read for the cuspy placements. Okay, so I am very excited about November for everyone, and I'm especially excited about November for Sagittarius for a number of reasons, and we're going to go into all of those. The first is that Saggies like unimpeded action and forward movement, right? And we've been in a time of retrograde energies in September and October, and now we are in not only an open window from Mercury retrograde, but also we have an impending Venus retrograde, and the shadow period for that starts November 18th. So we've got a window between around November 3rd or 4th and November 17th where we're completely free from Mercury retrograde and Venus retrograde influences, and so the tides are going out in a big way. I always talk about the retrograde and the direct motions of the personal planets as being like tides. And when it's retrograde time, the tides are coming in. Everything gets closer to you, gets more internal, gets more personal. If you try to push something out, you get frustrated because it's pushing back at you and you can't always get very far, and things, you know, change and you sort of just have to go with the flow, right? But when the direct energies are happening, that's when the tide is going out. That's when, if you set your boat afloat, the tide will help you to get it out as far as possible. And because of that, let's start looking at my little visuals here. Okay, so we're first of all talking about this part here, this open window. The energy started to clear a bit towards the end of October, and they get good and open by the 3rd or 4th of November. And really, the whole month of November is open for free pushing forward, but we do start to get within the web of Venus retrograde as we get towards the end of the month. And let's also get this little visual here. So October, we had the retrograde, but as that month wore on, we had all these planets starting to wake up. So by the end of October, everything was awake. And, you know, right here at the beginning of November, everything was nice and clear. Then Venus shadow starts November 18th. And the 18th through the 30th is still very usable. And actually, we've got some amazing dates, which we'll talk about in our next point. But you do have to watch out for this web of Venus retrograde, which officially starts on December 19th, goes through the end of January, and ends its shadow period in the beginning of March. So we've got a long time here of the ruler of love and beauty and design and money and finances going offline. So you'll want to know everything that you can about Venus retrograde. And fortunately for you, I've actually literally written the book on Venus retrograde. You can see in my book, Planetology, I've got a nice big section on Venus retrograde. You can also see at anniehelpsyou.com, Venus retrograde through the signs and houses. And you can see my very informative Venus retrograde video on YouTube, because you want to be very well informed about the things it's better to not do during the Venus retro cycle, because you will have a compulsion to start to do those things, which is kind of a weird thing about the transit. And you'll want to know it's better to do them before or after. So you definitely want to watch those resources. I'm not going to go into all that now because it would take up the whole rest of the video and we have other things to discuss. But what we need to know for our purposes is that the energy of November is all about this stuff here. All of the month is good for these direct lists, this direct list, but especially, you know, through the middle, you know, 17th, 18th or so of the month, we've got Launches are perfect for this. Big decisions, clarity for those, agreements, paperwork, planning for the long term, investing, moves, any brand new projects that you're wanting to start or give life to or plant seeds for, anything that you need to push an initiative and, you know, to initiate, anything that you want, your just imagine the tides, and anything that you'd want the tide to be flowing out away from you, like putting things out there, getting yourself out there, moving around freely. All of this is strong in November. Now in October, and then as we are getting in December, towards the end of November and then back in December, we have a lot of this retrograde energy coming where we're going to have to deal with what's coming up. Plans get changed. Things from the past come back to be focused on rather than new things. You know, we're clearing out clutter and things like that. But most of November is pretty much here, and that is an important must know. Okay, so the next thing on our list that I want to talk about, must know, is that finally we have more sweet aspects than salty ones. This hasn't happened since May. So for all of June and July and August, September, October, we've had more annoying aspects than sweet ones, and sometimes by a landslide, and I'm sure you have been feeling that. But this month, we've got more sweet aspects than salty, including this 9-star beautiful aspect pileup between November 26th and 30th. If you want a detailed list of all of the aspects of the month, the dates, what they are, what you can expect from them, delivered into your inbox 1 month early, go to anniehelpsyou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter, and you will get that delivered. But for our purposes here, I just want to let you know that these dates, put those on your calendar, is like, wow, because it's very unusual that we have 9 beautiful aspects that are unimpeded by annoying aspects for a stretch of time, okay? And most of those aspects are on the 29th and 30th, so we'll be feeling that into the beginning of December as well. Now, if you are a Sag and your birthday is between November 26th and 30th, then you are going to have those beautiful aspects programmed into your whole next year. Okay, so speaking of which, I want to talk about birthdays, and I also want to talk about the energies moving through Scorpio and Sag and Capricorn and what that means. So we're going to go to the charts. Now, I do have a lot of people that love when I use the charts. Some people don't like the visuals. If you don't like the visuals and you don't want to deal with them, you can always listen to the podcast version of this. If you go to search for Astro Kisses with Annie Botticelli, it's on Spotify, it's on a lot of different podcast venues, then you can listen to this without having the visual. So if you're driving, you want to listen, or if you're doing something else and you're not interested in the visuals, that's another way for you to get this information. But for those of you who like the visuals, here it is. All right, so I'm using the early degree chart, but everything that we talk about is true for all early, middle, and late degree Saggies, unless I otherwise differentiate out. And if that happens, then I will show you the other charts to show you the difference, okay? The first thing I want to talk about is birthdays. For our November born Scorpitarius friends, you're going to have your birthday. So happy birthday. I love birthday time. I love birthday time because I am aware of the power that the solar return has on our wishing, our manifestation, and our intentions. All right, so make sure you do your birthday wishes. If you search for Annie Botticelli Making Wishes Come True, you'll see a video that I made on how you can best use your birthday wishes. And there is a difference between a wish and an intention, but you can use your birthday for both. And I talk about that in the video. The reason why the sun is especially receptive to your wishes at this time is because the sun represents what you want. So even those of you who are Saggy risings or moon or whatever else you're watching for, this still is a power time for you, because when the sun crosses over your placement, it infuses that energy of desire and manifestation into whatever planet it's crossing. But when the sun in the sky comes back to the place that the sun was when you were born, which is your solar return, which is your birthday, then since the sun represents desire, the universe is exceptionally open for your wishes, okay? So that's where birthday wishes came from. They're astrological. So that's one piece. The second piece is that Venus has been moving through Sag. So we have been having kisses from Venus. Venus is my grandma Marge, my Italian grandma that would stick a meatball in my mouth, kiss my face, tell me how great I am, slip me some money. So all the things ruled by Venus, that's what my grandma Marge did. Okay, so money, love, affection, harmony, comfort. Venus rules all of those things. And Venus has been moving through our sign. So that is Very exciting. We also had our ruler go direct in October, and I cannot tell you how excited I am about that. Now, at the time I'm recording this, it's in September, and I'm going to post this in September because, you know, I like to put everything up early for you so you can make your plans and understand the energies that are coming. But you might start to be feeling this now towards the end of September that Jupiter's getting ready to go direct, and things that had gone dormant starting to wake up. Your ambitions, your interests, creative expression, those kind of things are starting to wake up. You might even start feeling better physically. You might start feeling better emotionally and mentally as Jupiter wakes up. When it goes offline, we really feel it, and things kind of get a little weird. If you track it, you'll probably notice the difference in your mood from Jupiter being retrograde. But now here in November, it's been raging for a little while, and it is blazing forward. So we've got that going on. Venus has still a little bit more time in Sag, and then the sun is going to go into Sag. So if you notice, a lot of times, look back on your life in the November-December timeframe, many Sages will notice, and people with Sag placements will notice, that a lot of things happen for them that are big things at this time. Big breakups, big new relationships, big work things, big creative projects, you know, things with your family. This is going to be a very busy time. You are going to start to get a little bit spun out from how busy you are, and you might have gotten into a groove of your more laid back type of schedule. And now you're going to have to fit more things into your schedule. So you are going to need more sleep. Your adrenals might need more. You might need more B vitamins. I'm not a doctor. I don't know if B vitamins are good for you. You have to check, but something that's supporting your nervous system and your adrenal system and your sleep is probably going to be very helpful at this time, because as these planets wake up your Sag energies, you're going to be finding that you feel yourself more, which is very, very exciting. Okay, so other things to note is that we still have lots of energy in Scorpio and Libra, and those are the partnership houses. So starting from around September and through now, still in October, November, the energies of your relationships, your personal relationships, your friendships, your romantic, business, clients, things like that are coming front and center. You might also find that you have been focusing on, whether you wanted to or not, those deep relationships in your life and the issues with them. If there are blocks to intimacy, if there are people who, no matter what, you just have trouble with those people, this is a time where you can make some major headway, and it might take really, really, really doing some inner work about this. So a quick exercise that you can do is, let's say, I mean, most of the Saggies I know are super agreeable, super flexible, and get along with everyone. We're mutable, so we can kind of roll with, oh, this is going on, okay, well, we can roll with that. That's going on, all right, we will roll with that. And a lot of Saggies sort of just let their people have freedom. You know, their friends, if their friends don't call, they're like, oh, okay, whatever, because you like your freedom, so you give it to other people, right? And so mostly you get along with people, but there are going to be those people that just rub you the wrong way. And it's okay to just do nothing about that if you want to, but you will find that as there are annoying transits or as Scorpio energies are making you look deeper, it will come up, and it may be holding you back. Those relationships might be holding you back in other areas of your life. Like, let's say you feel like somebody owes you something and you're mad at them. It's possible that your abundance could be getting held up, because if you're saying you owe me something, even if you're not literally saying it, you just feel like, well, they owe me an apology, or they owe me something, or then the universe is you know, a hologram. So you're tapping on their shoulder saying you owe me something, and the universe is tapping on your shoulder through someone else saying, hey, you owe me something, and that could be money. Right? So there's actually sometimes a very literal showing of how we can't do anything or feel anything or have an issue with something that isn't also showing up in some other area of our lives. Okay, so back to the exercise. If you can start with one person that you really are having trouble with, it could be a person you don't talk to, it could be a person you do talk to, and write all of the traits of the things that you do not like about that person. And then go through all of those traits and find the opposites. This is an exercise from The Marriage of Spirit by Leslie Temple Thurston. It's one of my favorite books. It's been on my nightstand for 17 years, and it has just helped me to get through any problem that has come up. So then you go and you find the opposites, and then you ask Spirit to please balance and clear those opposites within yourself, and you offer it up knowing that it will be helped. Okay. I suggest you get the book too, because she talks about deeper ways to deal with it. But there's something about just getting those charged things out. The second part of that exercise can also be to own those things that you wrote about the other person or their opposites. So let's say you don't like someone because you think that they're lazy. Then you can ask the question, well, maybe should I be more lazy? Maybe I'm mad because I'm doing this stuff, and maybe I should take a break or take a lesson from this person. Or maybe there are areas in your life that you're being lazy about something that you're supposed to be doing. And so the more you can own the traits, either the traits or their opposites, of the person that's bothering you, the more you can be free of that web of resentment. And that can bring amazing shifts to your health, which we'll get to this topic because it's related to the eclipses too, and your money and your happiness within your relationships. Okay, so let's see. Let's now talk about that eclipse. So before we talk about that eclipse, let's talk about the fact that in December, the last eclipse of the Sagittarius Gemini cycle is happening. And we're feeling that December eclipse in November very strongly. And this is an end of an era. It's an end of a cycle. It's a wrapping up of many things that were started in early 2020. And that was COVID, first of all. So there are pieces that are getting wrapped up in the COVID situation and moving to its next level, whatever that's going to be. The next thing is, there are themes that have been happening in your life, in your personal relationships. Sages have been having their me-we sectors of life very activated for all of 2020 and all of 2021. And so you might have been feeling in these last months of the year some things getting wrapped up within those cycles. So either you're healing things within your relationship and going to a new level with them, or you're seeing that it's not going to work out and you're starting to make your decisions or go away from certain relationships, and things with your, just everything in your life, your work, how you take in information, how you share information, awakening to your teacher self, you know, how your, many Sagittarius are natural teachers, and many Sagittarius are feeling the call to do work with teaching others, whether it's in a formal capacity or not. And a lot of these things are going to be online. So there's a lot going on with Sag, and it's, you know, we'll talk more about this in December, and we'll talk more about that eclipse. But I want you to know that you're really feeling that wrap up now, and that it is very noteworthy. The next thing about the eclipses that are very important to know, very big must know, is that we're starting a new cycle, the Taurus Scorpio cycle. And the Taurus Scorpio cycle is one that has a lot to do with your finances versus your shared finances or other people's money. And this is going to radiate out from yourself into your relationships, into your community, into the world, the money, the agriculture, the finances, the sustainability, what's ours versus what is somebody else's that we share with them, our own sustainability versus other sustainability, you know, all of the money systems. All of those things are getting reworked in a very big way because of a lot of reasons. Pluto in Capricorn has been starting, you know, doing this for a very, very long time. And we saw when Pluto went into Capricorn in 2008-ish, you know, it started with the crash, and it busted up the subprime market, and there was a cascade into all of the money sectors. And that was like, bam, Pluto's in Capricorn, and now Pluto's still in Capricorn. And we still see with all of these other things that went on when Saturn and Jupiter went through Capricorn. And last year, I talk about this more in my video. If you search for Annie Botticelli coronavirus, I have a very long detailed video about the astrology of the coronavirus and the markets falling and changing. But this is just something really important to note, because now here we're in a Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle, and that has to do with the money and the food and all of the sustenance and the sustainability. So that's going to come up in your own individual life, through your diet, through your finances, through your shared money, through your investments, through all of those things. And it's going to come up in the world. So let's look at where the house that this is going to happen. So for early degree placements, this is going to be in the sixth house. And actually, all early, middle, and late degree people will see this sixth house Virgo, and we'll talk about what this means in a minute, highlighted. From the Placidus standpoint, if you go to the middle degree here, that shifts to the line between the sixth and the fifth. So you can see that manifestations in this manifestation of the eclipse in the sixth or fifth house. And we'll talk about that what that means in a minute. And then the late degree people, it's very, very strongly in the fifth house, but still with some whispers over there in the sixth. Now, just to give a reminder of what it is that we're talking about here, it's this November 19th lunar eclipse at 27 degrees of Taurus, the first in the series that started now and will run through the end of 2023. And you can look back between 2012 and 2014, because that's when this eclipse cycle that's starting now happened last. So the kinds of things that happened, I know in 2012 is when I started doing horoscopes. So that was a very big time for me personally. And you might find for yourself that a lot of things in your relationships and your work were changing in 2012 to 2014, and that you're going to start going through a major cycle, a new cycle of those things now. Now, I often get the question, what if something bad happened then? Does that mean something bad is going to happen now? Not necessarily. Because there were different stars at that time that could have been influencing what happened. But what we're looking at is the themes, the types of themes, your areas of your life that were brought up. Those types of themes are very likely to come back. But sometimes when we learn the lessons in the past, we have a different experience when it comes around again. Okay, so all Saggies, I've done an eclipse series. I'm going to hit some highlights for you here. But all Saggies, I suggest watching these videos, okay? Now, if you can find them by looking for Annie Botticelli and the titles here on YouTube, or you can go to my homepage and look, scroll down to the bottom and find my eclipse playlist. All Saggies watch eclipses in Taurus because that's the November eclipse. All Saggies watch the eclipses in Sagittarius because that's the December eclipse that is heating up very, very strongly now. All Saggies watch eclipses in Virgo / the sixth house. And December born, or between 10, it says 19, but it should be 29, between 10 and 29 degrees, also watch eclipses in Leo or the fifth house. Okay, so all Saggies, we talked about this, finances, self-worth, budgeting, sustainability, those are likely topics that are going to come up. The Sagittarius stuff, as we talked about before, Sag is brewing between the eclipse and the sun moving through it, immigration, languages, teaching, learning, all that, expanded horizons, publishing, big things. Now here's the house, sixth house, health, healing, wellness, pets, your regimens, routines, anything like that, your work, if you know, your workplace dynamics. This is an amazing time to set a new rhythm that can include things like meditation and stress reduction. If you don't have meditation and stress reduction in your plan, it's so important for everybody, but especially Saggies, we have our energy spins in a circle. That's the energy of it. It's a mutable spinning energy. And that makes us dizzy, right? And it's hard to hone in. So if you can do meditation, you can do stress reduction, anything that you can do that helps you to just kind of create an anchor in yourself so that when your energy starts to spin and life spins you, that you have that grounding cord, that's going to be very helpful. By the way, if you're looking to get a forever home for a pet, like get a pet, November is an amazing month for that. Amazing, amazing. So big star on that. Now, for those of you who are December born, especially, and 10 to 29 degrees, this fifth house of Leo is also going to be aspected. And this is pregnancies, having children, the topic of children, milestones for your children you have, work projects with things involving kids, your creative babies as your children. So any creative projects, new creative projects, sending off old creative projects, ones from the past coming back to be reworked with. Fun! And I didn't put on here, but it's a bucket list energy. You might find that in November, some things on your bucket list are getting checked off or on a list of things you really wanted to do. And you also might find that you're planning future things and things that you're wanting to really do might start to gel at this time for the future. Talents, especially hidden ones. This is kind of a big deal. This fifth house has to do with the things that we're really good at. And some of those things, we don't even know what they are yet. Isn't that exciting? You are walking around with things that you're good at and you don't even know it yet. And this period of time, this eclipse could draw out of you. So if you feel the urge to take a class or try something different, or someone is like, hey, why don't you go do this with me? There's a chance that you might discover a new love of something that you really enjoy. And there's always that chance with the energies moving into Capricorn, because Venus is going to move into Cap. that things that are your hobbies and that are fun, could you could start to monetize those things. And the energy of being seen. So in general, I love this month for everybody. I especially love this month for Saggies. And I gave you lots of info on how you could make the most of the potentials there and the kinds of things that you can expect. I'm very excited about this month. I hope it manifests wonderfully for you. Well, as usual, I've given you lots of information to help you make the most of the starry opportunities. If you'd like even more information, you can go to anniehelpsyou.com, which is where you can connect in with my podcast, all of my blog sites, my books, my courses. I've got all kinds of free goodies, so you can check all that out at anniehelpsyou.com. You can check out my school, LumeLife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. That's my school, Luminous Life Multiversity. And if you'd like to be a professional astrologer or just learn astrology because you love it and you want to help yourself and your friends, you can see my course there, Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course. If you think I go into a lot of details with the free offerings that I do every month, then you should see the details I go into in the comprehensive, organized nature of this course that will equip you to do whatever you'd like to do with astrology. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!